Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm irresistible to women. Now it's your turn. Today's lesson is Talk the Talk, Knowing What to Say on the Approach, the Date, and Beyond, Part 2. In my previous lesson, I talked about conversation topics to avoid with a girl you're just meeting or getting to know. In today's lesson, I'll discuss these three topics. Number 1. Great topics to talk about before and during the first date. Number 2, how to approach a girl and what to say. And number 3, setting up further conversations and dates. Only here on Triple O's How to Be Irresistible to Women with James Brito. I'm back. Now, it can be hard deciding what to talk about when you first lay your eyes on a girl, especially at a bar. When you're at a house party, it's easy to say things like, "So what's your connection here? Who do you know?" Something simple like that. But in a bar or a coffee shop or any environment where you don't really have any connection to the girl, it can be tough. That's why you often have to create a relationship with the girl. Get to know her friends before you get to know her. I talk more about that in my lesson, Setting Up the First Date and Beyond. Often, when we decide we want to talk to one girl in particular, our inner chatterbox gets going. All you hear are voices like, "Ah, she won't talk to me," or "I'm too boring," or "What the hell should I talk about?" Okay, so first thing, relax. Remember, the girl is lucky to talk to you, not you to her. That's the key in going into any situation with women. You have to communicate higher status, and they'll not only respect you, but actually want to talk to you because you show that power and confidence in yourself. Secondly, be yourself. When it comes to seeing through people, girls are like Superman. They have X-ray vision, and it can spot a guy who's full of crap a mile away. So spend less time thinking about what you think she wants to talk about and more time just going out and talking about you and your surroundings. Genuine, honest things. Thirdly, don't worry about what to talk about. You don't have to decide what's a suitable topic. You can start with a game, a quiz, or a joking comment like, "Wow, y'all look like Beyonce." It's all about making impressions, and nothing works to make impressions quite like humor. Curiosity is also very effective. Telling a girl you read palms or need her help because your friend has a problem is an awesome way of getting a conversation going. Curiosity kills. For more tips, I highly recommend you listen to my lessons on Meat Eaters, Developing Your Social Skills, Making Great Impressions, Parts 1 and 2. When I come back, we'll talk about some great topics to discuss on a first date.
Go with Triple O, TripleOrelationships.com, because it's your turn.
I'm back. Now, once you've gotten your girl isolated, there are a number of ways to go. Obviously, you want to establish another time for meeting. This has to be done in a carefree manner that shows that you have control, not the girl. For more on this, listen to my lesson on Always Be in Control and my lesson on The Art of the Approach. Okay, so you're on the first date. Guys often feel a lot of pressure to impress a girl. But like I've said before, that's the wrong attitude. Believe me, there's just as much pressure on the woman. And if you treat her like this, like she has to impress you, not the other way around, you're guaranteed to do well. How do you do this? Okay, start by having open, relaxed body language. No matter how you're feeling, try to sit back with your arm on the chair and your legs wide open. Make yourself inviting, open, welcome. Make it look like you've got all the time in the world, like nothing phases you. If you do it convincingly, you'll hear her sputtering and babbling, signs that she feels like she has to impress you and is impressed by you. Finally, be a good listener, and talking won't be such a big deal. Don't be afraid to ask her questions about her, even an opening like, "So tell me about your job," or something like that. My lesson on listening is a great place to start so you can understand how to not only make your date do most of the work, but also impress her in the process. I've found some other great ways that can help relieve the pressure of the first date. The best of these is surprise. What do I mean by surprise? Well, when you meet her, shock her with something random, something funny, something that will get her curiosity flowing. Remember, curiosity kills. I once went on a first date with this girl and greeted her with, "I hope you don't mind, but I brought someone else along." Naturally, she was taken aback and a bit curious. Curiosity kills, remember. So noticing this, I added, "You'll meet her a little bit later." So of course, now she was really curious. I established her interest right away, and this continued throughout the date. Finally, after ordering drinks, I said, "Would you like to meet my friend?" And of course, she was like, "Yes!" So I decided to make her really curious and say, "Close your eyes." By this time, my date was off the wall with interest. Her blood was just boiling. But she complied, which showed that I had control over her. Always a good thing. A double benefit. Curiosity and submissiveness. When she opened her eyes, what did she see but a Princess Leia Pez dispenser on the table? She laughed out loud and said, "That's her, is it?" The night went great, as I immediately established that I was a funny, relaxed guy. Great traits that make girls blood hot. I also showed that I was in control. It ended about as good as I could ask for, so clearly surprise and humor are ingredients to success.
It's your turn. TripleORelationships.com.
Welcome back. So I discussed with you the element of surprise and humor, which not only increases a girl's attraction for you immediately, but also establishes your control and removes the necessity to talk about more serious stuff that would make you nervous. Think of something funny that you can surprise your date with, and you're guaranteed to have fun that night. If you need more ideas, check out the members area for more tips and suggestions. You might also want to check out the Art of Impressing Woman interactive audio course that will teach you everything you need to know about how to impress women. Okay, but eventually you will have to talk. I told you in the previous lessons what aren't good things to talk about. Here are some topics that are great for steering the conversation where you want it. More dates, more excitement, more passion, more intimacy. The key in all of these is to be genuine. Remember, dating isn't about who you aren't, it's about who you are. So show what moves you, what drives you. Show this in full detail. Don't worry about not being good enough. If you act like you're good enough, you are. Okay, number one is your dreams. Without exaggerating, let the girl know that you have dreams for a better future. If your dream is nothing more than to settle into a nice house with a good dog in the suburbs, tell her that. But do it with a passion. Let her know that you're a passionate person. Talk about how you've wanted nothing else but to live in the suburbs, have a great house, a nice dog, a big family. If you describe it with enough passion, she will be interested and she'll go right along with it and be impressed. As I described in the lesson on life purpose, girls love to go on adventures. If you let her know that you're on one now, she'll want to come along for the ride. Okay, number two is funny stories. Rather than talking all about yourself, present something interesting in the form of a story. Ask your date, would you like to hear something funny? Of course you will. Girls love humor. So tell her, but present it in a humorous way. Humor is such a great aphrodisiac. It's been proven to be tops on things girls want in a guy. So give it to them. The third thing you should talk about is her. I really can't emphasize enough how important it is to listen to a girl. Ask her questions about her dreams, her goals, her purpose. She'll become a lot more interested in you if you show that you're interested and actively listen. Nothing boils a girl's blood more, makes her more passionate, like feeling understood. Actually, it's really interesting because whereas men are more stimulated by physical things, seeing a woman naked or whatever, women are really turned on by connections, knowing that they're building a relationship with men. So that's a great way to do it, guys. Number four is teasing. Girls love teasing. So the way you talk and the way you move are great ways to get her excited about passion. For example, if you're playing pool, nothing quite communicates sexual tension like getting behind her and showing her how to shoot. It's guaranteed gold. Just say, hey, let me show you how to make that shot. And just deftly, confidently go behind her, put her arms where it needs to be on the pool stick and show her, and her blood will be flowing hot. Last but not least, sex. No, you don't want to talk directly about how much you love sex or about how great sex was with your last partner. Always, always, always a no-no. But sexual innuendo is great. As one relationship guru brilliantly says, talking about sex is the first step towards having it. Ask her if she's a bad girl, or what's the craziest thing she's ever done in her life, with a bit of innuendo added into your voice. She'll know what you mean and get excited thinking about it. You've been listening to Talk the Talk, Knowing What to Say on the Date, the Approach, and Beyond, Part 2. Today I reviewed great topics to talk about to a girl when you're first meeting her and when you're first dating her. Remember that surprise is one of the best ways of creating a favorable impression. Humor is also absolutely an awesome ingredient. Some great topics to talk about on a date are, number one, your dreams and goals. Number two, funny anecdotes and stories. Number three, ask the girl about herself. Number four, teasing. Number five, sexual innuendo. Good luck and have fun. This concludes today's edition of TripleORelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/two-woman. That's 000relationships.com/two-woman. TripleORelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, triple O relationships.com, a Unica design company. All rights reserved.